Good morning, everyone. It's 5 minutes past one in the morning and I'm working night shift again. Great. But it does give me time to catch up with audio booze and podcasts, etc. So, a few little subjects I'm just going to quickly get up to date on. I think I've missed possibly about a day and a half's worth of booze towards the start of this last week. Paul O'Mahony tweeted something earlier on this evening, I noticed, and he said he wished he'd bought the 64 gigabyte iPhone because he ran out of space while recording. And that's what happened to me. I bought tickets for my girlfriend to go and see Florence and the Machine, pronounce your words, please. And I was recording with the iPhone 4S, and because it's all HD, the files are massive, and I ran out of space, so I had to delete some booze out of Downcast to gain back a little bit of space, so I've missed a day and a half, perhaps. What else? McColgan just spoke. I've just listened to McColgan's boo about the Mother's Day and his 100th boo birthday, and he mentioned that he was looking into testing some microphones, and I really look forward to his results on that one, because I need to find something myself to combat this wind noise issue. I'd like to wish Pilgrim Chris a happy birthday. I'm going to use SM2N's little rule there that even though it is now the 19th, I'm still awake, so I'm going to class it as the 18th. So happy birthday to Pilgrim Chris. The other thing that's been mentioned is the WordPress thing. My experience of this, I'm familiar with HTML and all that sort of thing, so it's not really a drama, but I've been blogging for a long time now, my own site, deanreed.net, quick plug there. I've had a blog on there since 2006, and I used to have deanreed.com as well, and had a website on there since 2001. It was easy for me initially because my father is a programmer, web designer, photographer, jack of all trades really, so when I went over to his place in Australia in 2001, we set up a website. And he developed a ASP database-driven website blogging system. So I've been using that for years. And then I moved on to one that I created myself using a blogging tool called Pivot. And I basically used the Pivot as the engine and just design my own thing around that. But for ease of use, and because of the iPhone, I was looking at moving my own blog to something just a little bit more generic and a little bit easier. And when I explored the capabilities and possibilities and availabilities of things like that, WordPress jumped out at me straight away. I did try a lot of the other ones, and simply because of the ease of use of the iPhone app, I went for WordPress, and I managed to migrate my stuff across fairly easily. Excuse me. And all my stuff is on a self-hosted blog anyway. I know the WordPress hosted blogging system is fairly restrictive and it doesn't allow you to edit much in regards to the way the thing looks. I know you can apply different themes and stuff like that, but it doesn't allow you to go into the editor and edit the theme. Excuse me, I should have got rid of whatever's in my throat before I started booing. But still, yeah, I've got a couple of sites that I run now, my deanreed.net and my new site, plug alert, peakroots.com. They're both WordPress and I can edit them both through the same app on my iPhone and on the iPad, and it was relatively easy to set up, but obviously I've got knowledge of HTML, so I suppose it's not too much of a drama. And I went over to WordPress really simply because that, like SM2N said, a lot of the stuff's already there. There's a big support community and a lot of the little widgets, as they're called, have already been created. So it meant that I didn't need to spend time creating anything or coding anything myself. So knowing what I know